There's a commercial that I keep watching on television. I don't remember offhand which channel it is, but it comes on very frequently. It shows a small child running around collecting chocolate eggs and depositing them in a basket, all the time watched by an adult. And when the child turns back and runs off to find more eggs, the adult puts the ones already collected into his pocket. Child returns, ready to deposit more eggs in the basket, and he stops bewildered because, lo and behold, the basket is empty. Seeing the puzzlement on the child's face, the adult, through a mouthful of chocolate, says, "It's an egg marketing fee." The child, still puzzled, looks at the adult again, and the adult repeats, "Egg marketing fee." And the child, now totally frustrated, says, "What does that even mean?" The point of the commercial, which is sponsored by a bank, is that people don't treat each other fairly, but the bank will. I'm tempted to be skeptical and suggest that remains to be seen. I want to focus for a moment on the child's question, "What does that even mean?" And I've changed the format a little so that the question comes out, "What does Christmas even mean? What does Christmas really mean?" I'm going to try and connect it with a part of the passage from Matthew where we heard about Joseph's dream. The angel comes to tell him about Mary's baby and how it's okay for Joseph to marry her. And using a quotation from the Old Testament, Matthew says that the baby will be called Emmanuel, God with us. One writer has said that the name Emmanuel is the key word of Christmas. But what does it mean? Well, there are lots of answers to that one, which would create more sermons than I have time to preach tonight, you will be glad to know. We will put them away for another moment. But one way of putting it, one way of interpreting that phrase, Emmanuel, meaning God with us, one way to put it is to say that God is so present in Jesus that when we look at Jesus, we see God. So what do we see when we look? And again, there are many answers. Friend, guide, champion of the poor, storyteller, healer, reformer, challenger, the one who saves us from whatever we need to be saved from, the one who restores our relationship with God. Take your pick, any or all of the above. And then there's that one that comes out of the reading from the book of Isaiah, that passage from Isaiah, which in time over the years came to be associated with Jesus, in which Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. So we come back to the key question. Jesus as Prince of Peace, what does that mean for us as we come together tonight in faith to celebrate his birth? There's a writer that I have shared with you before, Ralph Milton. He's a United Churchman, retired now, but has written many books, many commentaries on faith issues. And he's a bit of an edgy writer, which is why I think I kind of like him. He makes me sit up and think. And Milton has his own version of that poem, The Night Before Christmas. So I invite you to sit back, make yourselves comfortable and listen. You may even see yourselves in the poem. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house nothing was stirring, not even my spouse. My spouse was zonked out, after spending the night wrapping the robot with its laser light. We'd had a big supper and we'd both dropped our diet, then an hour in church telling Junior, "Be quiet." The robot was big. It had batteries included, and all over its frame, deadly weapons extruded. Wrapping was hard. Guns poked through the paper. And my spouse cut a hand on the robot's steel rapier. So my spouse had a scotch, then a hot rum or two, and the robot got wrapped, though a ray gun stuck through. The robot, we thought, was a most fitting gift, a good Christmas trifle to give Junior a lift. Junior's asleep now. The child's tired right out. He threw a huge tantrum. We're not sure what about. A robot's the right gift to give to our sleeper, to remind him of Jesus. It's called the Peacekeeper. I wonder what Jesus would think about being associated with an armed robot, even a toy one. It's hardly consistent with the biblical picture of Jesus as the Prince of Peace. We live in a violent society. Sometimes it's physical violence in the form of abuse or terrorism or outright war. Sometimes it's verbal violence, which often masquerades under the title of freedom of speech. Sometimes it's what we might call visual violence, to which we willingly and deliberately expose ourselves and our children through television and video games and movies. We live in a violent society, and frequently we resolve our differences at the point of a knife or the end of a barrel of a gun or the dropping of a bomb in the name of peace. I don't think that's what Jesus had in mind when elsewhere in the Gospel of Matthew he is recorded as saying, "Blessed are the peacemakers." I don't think that he had those robots in mind. Blessed are the peacemakers. See, the Christmas message is very peace-oriented. There are many, many messages, many emphases, many aspects to the Christmas message, but peace is always a part of it. We read in that passage from Isaiah about the Prince of Peace. We know from the Gospel of Luke that the angels sing peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. In the middle of our Advent candle circle, one of the purple ones is the candle of peace. Think of the carols that we sing, how often that word comes up. They talk about peace. And it's the kind of peace, according to one writer, that is a combination of hope, trust, and quiet in the mind and soul, brought about by a reconciliation with God. Because reconciliation with God is what Christmas is about. It's what Christmas really means. Jesus shows us that God is with us. God is on our side. There's a hymn that I like very much. It's unfortunately not in our hymn book, but it's based on the first chapter of the Gospel of John, in which John gives us the, if you like, his version of the Christmas story. He talks about the beginning, about the way in which Jesus comes into the world. And he starts with those wonderful words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He's talking about Jesus as God's creating and creative Word. And one verse of the hymn goes like this: "Before the world began, one Word was there. Grounded in God he was, rooted in care. By him all things were made. In him was love displayed. Through him God spoke and said, I am for you, Emmanuel, God with us, God for us. Jesus comes to tell us that when we line up with Him, all the bad, mad, wrong, crazy stuff in our lives will be made right. And we will be at peace within ourselves. And we will live at peace with our neighbor. And we won't need robots and knives and bullets and bombs and ugly, hurtful words anymore. My youngest grandson, Justin, is a great hockey player. But he got caught up in a scuffle in a hockey game the other day, and he knocked into another player. And the player hit him and began to say something which probably wasn't a very peaceful something. The situation had the potential to escalate into World War III. And Justin, at this point, when he was recounting the story to his mother, said to his mom, "Guess what I said?" And his mom looked at him with some trepidation, wondering what would issue from his mouth, some word that she didn't know he knew, perhaps. And she said to him, "What did you say?" And Justin replied, "I said, Merry Christmas." And then he skated away. Isn't there something in the Bible about learning from children? In another passage in Isaiah, the prophet talks about the fact that God wills for us the peaceful kingdom. And he describes it as a place, as a state where there will be no tears, no cries for help. People will live a long life. They will have their own houses. They will enjoy what they have worked for. Their children will live in safety. God will bless them and their families. And there will be peace on earth. It can begin with us. When this night with love, we welcome into our hearts and into our lives and into our world the baby Jesus, who for us becomes the man on the cross and for us becomes the Christ of the resurrection. What does Christmas really mean? It means Emmanuel. God is with us. God is for us. Thanks be to God for this amazing gift. Amen.